Let's stand. I want to read the book of 1 Thessalonians, one verse, verse number 17 and chapter number 5. Chapter number 5. Thank you. Chapter number 5. Been a blessing to hear these testimonies, and I know that we've all have a testimony. We could all stand. Time wouldn't permit for us to all stand, but God's been good to all of us and blessed us. Chapter number 5, 1 Thessalonians, verse number 17. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, we bow in your presence, O God, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to be here today. Thank you, Lord, that everything is as well with us today as it is. Father, we want to praise you this morning for being so good to us. Lord, forgive me of my sins and my failures, my shortcomings, and help us this morning. Lord, as we stand between you and this judgment-bound people, Lord, we do realize the responsibility that's laid upon us and the necessity of the preaching of the Word of God. Father, I pray this morning again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time. Have your way in the service this morning, Lord. Give us the words that we need to say. Give us power, liberty. Lord, give us strength. And Father, what you do for us, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That's an urgent call by the Apostle Paul for the church at Thessalonica as he began to realize the worth of prayer. And you can't put a price on prayer. Prayer is essential to the Christian walk. We need to pray. We must pray. There's never a time to stop praying. As we listened to the testimonies this morning, and we heard the word pray, and prayer, and praying. And as we realize the worth and the value of our prayers, I believe every prayer that is ever prayed by a saint of God, God knows about it. I believe he still answers prayer. I believe his ear is attentive when people pray. I believe the Bible tells us that if we ask, doubting nothing, God hears us when we pray and he gives it to us. I believe that God answers prayer as well as he hears prayers. I believe he answers prayer. Prayer ought to be without ceasing. He admonished the church here at the Thessalonians, at the church, at their church, as he writes to them, pray without ceasing. Just three powerful words that he gives. He says, pray. And then he says, without ceasing. That means, literally, do not stop. And we see the worth of that prayer. I'm reminded of Hannah in the Bible, that was barren, had no children. Her whole life's desire was to have a man child that she could give back to God. Amen. And the Bible said that she continuously prayed. I tell you, God heard her prayer, and the Bible said she conceived and bare a son. She called his name Samuel, gave him back to God, and God used that man to judge Israel. What a prayer answered. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of James that Elijah was a praying man. The Bible said he was a man subject unto us in like passions as we are. The Bible said, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Then the Bible said he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And here was a man that prayed earnestly, and the Bible said for 3.5 years he prayed that it might not rain. And for 3.5 years God answered his prayer. And he prayed again. The Bible said that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He'd raise his window up towards Jerusalem, and 3 times a day Daniel prayed. I'm reminded of the prayer of Solomon. I said, if anyone would turn their face towards this place, the Lord promised he'd hear that prayer. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we have a connection between here and heaven. Amen. When we pray, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord intercedes for us when we pray. God is waiting for his children to pray. There's always time to pray. Somebody said, but I don't have time. You don't have time not to. Amen. And he said, I pray without ceasing. I believe with all of my heart that when the disciples saw Jesus pray, and the Bible saw that God answered his prayers, I believe that was when they turned and said, teach us to pray. They realized that power come in prayer. Purpose comes in prayer. How can we know the very purpose of God lest we pray? How can we ever experience the power of God lest we pray? Amen. How do we praise God? Through prayer. Hallelujah. David, the king, the greatest king, he served the Lord, and he is a man of prayer, and he praised God as he penned down the Psalms, as he sung and prayed. Paul, the great apostle, in his worst of times, prayed. He prayed in prison when it looked like his life was over, and he prayed at midnight, and God heard his prayer, shook the jailhouse, and set him free. I'm going to tell you, pray without ceasing. The Bible said, and the church met together for prayer. Peter was in prison, and the Bible said, while they were praying, God sent an angel to Peter, unlocked his bonds, opened the prison gates, and Peter walked out under the power of prayer. I'm going to tell you, pray without ceasing. This next year, if we have anything to bring to the table, it ought to be prayer. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Let me be a reminder to you this morning that if we make it through 2018, it'll be because of prayer. Amen. He said, pray with and for one another. Pray for the church. Amen. That the church should stay its course. Amen. Somebody said, if we could just keep our head above water. I'm going to tell you, that's not Bible. Amen. I promise you, Jesus said, come. And he stepped out of the boat and walked on water. Amen. Pray. Prayer. Pray for the church. Pray for one another. We'll face a lot of controversy this year. We'll probably face a lot of heartache and trouble this year. I'm sure we will. The devil don't ever let up. I was reading the other day where 40 Jews had conspired together to kill Paul. They're tired of his preaching. His preaching about a resurrection. His preaching about a Savior. His preaching about faith in Christ. And Christ being the Son of God. And it stirred them up. And 40 of them made a covenant together that they would not eat or drink until Paul is put to death. Yeah. And I want you to know, the devil never stopped. He didn't stop with Paul, and he will not stop with us. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Prayer is the powerhouse, unleashes heaven. Yeah. Amen. When we pray, all the angels stand in silence in the heavenly kingdom. Yeah. While we pray, God says, wait a minute. They're praying. Cease your singing. Cease your praising. And hear them pray. Hallelujah. Heaven hears us when we pray. Do not stop praying. Praying is what we need more of in our own lives. Prayer is what will get us through the problems and the troubles that we're going to face. I'd love to stand up here and tell you that everybody's going to be a millionaire by this time next year. That if you'll give your tithes, God will just bless you and pour you out a bucket full of money all year long. But I can't tell you that. I'd like to tell you that every sickness will be healed. It won't be. I'd love to stand up here and tell you that'll be nothing but smiles on your face in 2018. I can't tell you that. But what I can stand up here and tell you is we serve a God, hallelujah,
that'll go with us even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. He'll go with us to the doctor. He'll go with us through the hospital. He'll go through us through the funeral, in the ground, and beyond the grave. Woo! Hallelujah. See, pray without ceasing. Don't ever stop praying. The Apostle Paul said, that's where we'll win the battles, is when we pray. Pray, pray, pray. The Bible said, the disciples said, Jesus, teach us to pray. I don't know. I think it's an individual thing. I really do. I think it's talking, it's not you talking to me, but it's you talking to God.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't have the words to say. But when we don't have the words to say, God knoweth the heart. He said, teach us how to pray. And he said, pray in this manner. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray. 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 I'd like for us to get a song.